In Politics, Northern Ireland by Tony McMullen. Following the dramatic U-turn of the Labour government to restore the winter fuel payment to more than 9 million pensioners in England and Wales, who had the payment withdrawn last winter, CSPA NI wrote immediately to the Department for Communities seeking clarity on what would be happening in Northern Ireland. The department responded in June, indicating that Communities Minister Gordon Lyons had obtained the support of his colleagues to reinstate the winter fuel payment to all pensioners in Northern Ireland, subject to the following criteria. Everyone over state pension age in Northern Ireland receives a payment. There is an option to opt out. Pensioners with an income at or above £35,000 a year have their payment automatically recovered by HMRC. The payments will be £200 per household or £300 per household, including someone over 80. It is anticipated payments will be made in November and December 2025. Minister Lyons said 86% of pensioners in Northern Ireland would be eligible for the winter fuel payment this year, an estimated 288,000 pensioners. 19 years ago, the Northern Ireland executive promised to bring forward anti-poverty strategy. There has been much criticism levelled at ministers from different political parties who have held the portfolio for bringing this forward. Whilst some civil service pensioners are in receipt of healthy pensions, many are not. According to Department of Finance figures, in 2023, 62% of Northern Ireland civil service pensions were less than £10,000 a year. Given that the British state pension is one of the lowest in the developed world, many retired civil servants struggle with their finances. In early July, Gordon Lyons launched the anti-poverty strategy for public consultation. He said the strategy seeks to minimize the risk of people falling into poverty, helping people deal with the impacts of poverty and, importantly, assisting people out of poverty. There was an immediate and forceful response from more than 50 charities and anti-poverty organizations who called on the minister to withdraw the draft strategy, saying families deserved better. Groups including Save the Children, the Northern Ireland Council for Voluntary Action, the Ulster Farmers Union, Barnardos and trade unions were among the signatories of a letter sent to ministers that said, "It is more harmful to have a strategy that will not address poverty than having no strategy at all." When the anti-poverty strategy was first agreed by the executive in May, First Minister Michelle O'Neill said it could probably go further, but she denied that there was a row between Sinn Féin and the DUP over it. Moving on to the issue of age discrimination legislation, CSPA NI, along with others in the pensioner movement in Northern Ireland, have been campaigning for many years for laws that forbid discrimination on grounds of age in the provision of goods and services. Such laws already apply in England, Scotland, Wales, and the Republic of Ireland. We were delighted to learn that independent MLA Claire Sugden intends to table a private member's bill in the Northern Ireland Assembly to bring in such laws. Claire decided to open up her intentions for the public to consider and respond to. "We said we strongly believed it is both unjust and unfair for older people in Northern Ireland to face discrimination outlawed in all the neighbouring countries. We argued that as we had awaited legislation for such a long time, it should receive priority in the NI Assembly. We said the law needed to protect older citizens, and we could foresee no reasonable justification for the law to be changed, and that it should be enforced as soon as possible. We finished our response by strongly endorsing her campaign to finally end the very long time that Northern Ireland pensioners have been treated as second-class citizens." As reported in the Northern Ireland branch report, the newly appointed Commissioner for Older People, Siobhan Casey, attended the CSPA NI AGM in May. In addition, Ms. Casey has taken the opportunity to set out her clear and bold vision on what she hopes to do in the job. As the third person to hold the post since it was created in 2011, she says she wants to advocate for a society that not only understands the needs of an aging population, but is also fully prepared to support it. She has also spelled out her commitment to taking a strong stand against ageism, challenging discriminatory attitudes and relentlessly championing the rights of older people, ensuring that their voices are heard and their contributions valued.